Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. I don't know about you, but when it comes to my crochet business, I'm always thrilled to find time-saving tips because life is busy. I've got a little boy running around, I've got two dogs, I've got various commitments in life, and so time to spend my business isn't as much as I would like. So any tips that help me save time and make sure I get everything done that I need are more than welcome. And one of the best I found is batching content. Not really just about content, it's about tests in general and taking the time you have and making the most of it. So some things just have to be done at certain times. So recording this podcast, for example. I can only do this when my dogs are asleep and my little boy's out the house because he's loud. And there's certain times of the day that my dogs are running around like loons. They're huskies. They are loud. They are active. So I have to record at times when the house is quiet. So this is actually the third podcast I've recorded today because I'm taking advantage of the quiet time. So knowing I have this quiet time coming up, I wrote out the notes for the podcast I wanted to record. So they were already in advance waiting for me. And tasks that don't need quiet time, like writing social media posts, taking pictures, they're going to another time. I batch all my picture taking because I need natural light, so it's got to be done during the day. I need to set up my little photo area so I've got my background, so I've got my props. I don't want to be getting all that out and putting it away, you know, several times a day because I'm not thinking about my time properly. So I batch taking my pictures. And this also plays a part in how your mind works. So sometimes it just takes time to get into the mindset for a particular task. Writing newsletters. I prefer to write mine all in one go. While I'm in that state of mind of writing in that particular way, I prefer to batch my Pinterest pins because I just get into the zone and I can get all my descriptions written out, get my pins set and scheduled so I know what's going on. I find I keep better track of my business and keep better organized when I batch my tasks instead of doing them one at a time, as I need them for the day. I prefer to batch for a week, for a month if I can, and it just makes my time spent more efficiently. If you have tasks that need to be done at certain times, like when the house is quiet, or when you've got the light that you need to take pictures, then they become the priority because they can only be done at certain times of the day. You may only have one day a week where the house is quiet, so you've got to spend that day on the task that you need a quiet environment for. You might only get a couple of hours where you have the light available to take your pictures, and so that becomes the priority. Knowing when those times are and what time you have, it really helps then to plan the rest of your tasks around it. I know that I can get my Pinterest scheduled in a few hours while sat in front of the TV with my laptop. So I save that task for that time because what's the point in instead doing blog posts where I'm not as awake at that time of night, I'm not as with it to write that type of content. I do better writing my blog posts first thing in the morning. I'm more alert, I'm more awake, I'm more prepared for that task. So that's when I do that. I don't need my breath working quite so well when it comes to my pins, so I save that for the evening. Batching your content is about prioritizing what you need to do and when it's going to work best for you. And if you know this, it makes things far easier. It makes getting your business tasks done much more efficient. And it's going to save you time in the long run. It's going to make sure that you don't miss anything. Yes, it does take some organization in making sure you don't repeat anything and knowing when you need to start batching it again. But once you get into the system, it becomes second nature. Batching for me has been an absolute business saver. And it's really helped me stay on track. It's helped me be in a better headspace for the tasks that I'm doing. I no longer try and do things when my head doesn't want to respond. I don't try and write blog posts in the evening. There's no point. I'm going to end up rewriting them the next morning. There's no point trying to take pictures first thing in the morning because the light isn't right for my setup. Where I have my setup for my pictures, the light only gets good in the afternoons. So I know I can only take my pictures in the afternoon, so that's when I do them. You begin to get into a routine. You begin to understand yourself, what your business needs are, and the batching really helps to do that. So usually I only record 2 to 3 podcasts in a day. I don't try and schedule more than that because my voice gives out. I'm not one of those people who can talk for hours on end. Talking for more than 30 minutes and I start to get a bit throaty. So I know when I have that quiet time, I'm only just going to get 2 or 3 done. I put out 10 podcasts a month between this podcast and my Hooked on Success membership only podcast. I need 10 episodes. So if I'm only recording 2 or 3 at a time, I need 3, 4, 5 days a month that I can get that quiet time and get them recorded. I plan that in. I know I probably need 2 or 3 evenings a month to get my Pinterest sorted. I don't spend the entire evening. It's maybe 2 or 3 hours at a time. So I plan that in. I release at least 2 or 3 blog posts a month, and I prefer to do those in the morning. I plan those in. And everything else works around it. Those are the tasks I know that need their own special time. How much time you need and how your batching work is going to depend on your business needs and how you work. The times you work best for particular things. The time that you have available when you have quiet time. Getting to know yourself and your business needs, it really helps the efficiency of running a business. And the more efficient that running becomes, the more time you have for other things. We've always got things that we would like to do, but can never find the time. And finding time-saving tips like this can help you out massively. It makes sense to try and find the best way of working your business so that you get everything done and hopefully have time left over. Because you don't want to be running at your limit all the time. And also, batching means that with things done in advance, it kind of takes the pressure off. So I'll record these podcasts, I'll get them scheduled in, I'll get social media posts made, I'll get newsletters made to go with them, and then it's done. I don't have to worry about the rest of my podcast content for the week. And I can get on with other things without it taking up headspace. And one of the ways that we become overwhelmed in our crochet businesses is having things occupy our headspace and distracting us. Having so many things battling for our attention means that we feel overwhelmed and it can paralyze you. batching content takes some of that paralysis away because you're removing things that do not need to be on your mind right now. And you can more easily get on with things, and this overwhelm feeling can go away. And the more you get on top of things with the batching, the less overwhelmed you will feel, because you get into a system and you know it's going to be dealt with at this point in time. You can schedule so much in your business now. You can schedule your social media posts. You can schedule your Pinterest pins. You can schedule your videos to go out. You can schedule your newsletters. You can have automations for your newsletters. There's not much left now that you can't schedule a time for it to go out. And you can do it a lot of it with free programs, so it doesn't even need to cost you. So there is really no barrier to using batching to get on top of things and put that system in place so that you have the time that you need in your business, so that it stops you from becoming overwhelmed, so that you are completing tasks at times that not only are best for those jobs, but when you're in the right mental space to be able to complete them as well. There's so many benefits to batching your tasks that I would absolutely recommend it for everyone. So start by writing a list of what you need to get done. Look at what your time availability is, and then plan everything in so that you can get it done in the right time for you and your business needs.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.